Last night in Fort Lauderdale, the Broward County School Board voted unanimously to lay off almost 400 teachers. The South Florida Sun Sentinel reports that board members said they had little choice but to lay off the teachers, citing 3 years of state budget cuts and declining student enrollment. But they are angry and defiant, urging the audience to call and write state leaders to protest. Andy Ford is the president of the Florida Education Association, or FEA. He said the recession is no doubt playing a part, but thinks that some school districts are simply going too far in trying to cut costs.
Well, back in January, we were looking at layoffs in the range of between 20,000 and 70,000 school employees statewide. Because of the stimulus package, that should be reduced significantly. I think some school districts may be overreacting at this point. We do have funding that should, even though it is kind of smoke and mirrors, there is funding available within the stimulus package money, the gaming money, which the legislature should approve the deal with the Seminole Tribe in a special session in the next few months. And then local school districts also have the ability to raise property taxes by a quarter mil. All that was put in place to prevent layoffs for this year. But there again, I think some districts are just overreacting and they're looking at this as one-time money, and that's exactly what it is. It's designed to prevent a disaster.
Well, let's talk about the stimulus funding. How much has the state received so far? How much more will you get? What's it being used for?
We're using about 60% of what we have available for 2 years. So we're using a significant portion of that money this year. But that was really designed to prevent layoffs and massive disruption to children.
But also some of that money goes to many different things, right, like special needs and the like?
Yes, it could go to IDEA, which is special education. Some money is geared for Pell Grants for the college and university level. And you have anything from pre-K through 12 for the remaining part of that money.
Andy Ford, certainly nothing new to talk about the state of funding for education in the state. I think the last time we spoke to you was earlier this year before the regular session began up in Tallahassee. You were hoping and advocating to get a special sales tax maybe for a couple of years, I believe, 2 or 3 years, to pay specifically for education. Did not happen up there in the session this year. Is that campaign still alive?
Yes, we're still going for it. Florida still has not addressed its basic problem. The economy is part of our difficulty that we have here, but that's only part of it. The real part is we don't have a tax base that provides a guaranteed revenue stream for public schools so that we can have stability within our K-12 system. So we have to look at our tax structure. Florida didn't take advantage of the Tax and Budget Reform Commission. That became more politics than seriously looking at the needs of Florida. Right now we have a very unfair tax system that we have to have some fairness brought into it so that we can end up being able to regain our growth status as a state so that people can come here and raise a family.
Andy Ford, how long have you been at your current job here at the head of the FEA?
6 years.
Well, let me ask you this. We've seen a couple governors in that time, certainly. Are you finding any success with this? I mean, the arguments that you make and others who believe in public education in the state, we seem to be hearing the same thing year after year. And in terms of what they do up in Tallahassee, things don't seem to change that much.
Yeah, we need some leadership in Tallahassee that's going to really take a look at our problems that we have to address here in Florida. We've postponed the inevitable for far too long. We haven't addressed the real needs of schools. We have to maintain reasonable class sizes. We have to focus on the dropout rate. We have to close the achievement gap, and we have to have professional pay for professional work. Florida's teachers make well below the national average, and there's no reason for that if the state would make our schools a priority.